a new moon week. It's a very interesting new moon week, and I'm going to tell you all about it and a whole lot more, including the fact that we are actually coming up to eclipse season very soon, in this week's Mainly Moonology podcast.
Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. In this week's edition of the podcast, which actually also goes out on YouTube, we're going to be talking about how to tap into the new moon, which is in the sign of Pisces, and explain what it's all about, what Neptune's involvement means, and really about how to harness it for manifesting. But first, I just want to start with a little bit of breath work. Now, breath work, if you don't know, it's something that's really sort of come into fashion in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years. I knew someone back in the day, I would say at the end of last century, so, you know, 23 years ago now. His name was Mark Winter. He had actually had some trauma in his life, which he was very open about, and he was using breath work to release this trauma. So breath work is literally just working with the breath. Now, this new moon is in the sign of Pisces, which is a water sign, but it's a very mystical sign and it's a very numinous sign, and it's ruled by the planet Neptune. And there's just a feeling of lightness with Pisces and Neptune, even though they're very kind of, they have their watery side. I think a bit of breath work, because it's such a mystical sign, I think a bit of breath work is going to be really, really useful as well. I looked up before we came here today, I had a quick look because opinions are a bit divided on should you breathe in through the nose and out through the nose, or in through the mouth and out through the mouth, or in through the nose and out through the mouth, or what. And I think from what I can gather from the breathwork practitioners I've spoken to in the past year or two, people do it differently. But I did read a man called Mark Courtney, who's a respiratory therapist with the American Lung Association. He says breathing in through your nostrils is the way to get the most out of your lungs, because the nostrils filter any particles in your nose, in the air rather, and it also warms and humidifies the breath in a way that the mouth can't. Okay, he says at times breathing through your mouth is necessary, for example, during increased physical activity or if you've got a blocked nose, but breathing in through your nose helps, especially in a very dry or cold environment. So that's Mark Courtney from the American Lung Association. So I think I'm going to go with him on this because I know so many good breath practitioners, but they all do it differently. So let's go in through the nose and out through the mouth. So we're just going to do it three times. I'm going to just bring in a little bit of gentle meditation music, so we can start to really connect with our higher self, with that part of us that we're not usually in touch with in our day-to-day life. Let's just breathe normally for a bit as we allow the adrenaline in our bodies or whatever you've been through today to just sort of settle and subside a bit. And we're going to do three deep cleansing breaths with a hold at both ends. So breathe in, hold, breathe out, hold. And we'll do that three times. So here we go. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Hold. Breathe in, hold, breathe out fully. Hold, Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out fully. Hold. And just breathe normally. So can you feel what a vibe changer that is? It really is a massive, massive vibe changer. All right, so what about this new moon? We actually have just had it. This show is dropping on the Monday. It'll be less than 24 hours since the new moon. The new moon phase actually lasts for 3 days. So we're definitely still very much in the new moon phase. So I wanted to sort of go back into it a little bit more. So the first thing to note is that it's the last new moon in the current cycle. So what does that mean? It's taking place in the sign of Pisces, which is the 12th sign of the zodiac. So the first one was in Aries, then Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Moonchild, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and then the 12th sign is Pisces. So what that means is we've now had one full moon cycle, one annual full moon cycle with one new moon in every single part of your chart. So if you've worked with all the 12 new moons of the year in the last 12 months, make sure you don't miss out on this one, because then you'll be like completing the set. And also know that there's going to be a sense of completion at this new moon. So even though it's a new moon, it's a new moon that has some kind of completion about it. I want to mention the fact as well that in 1 month from now, we will get another new moon, and it's going to be in the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, okay? But even more importantly, it's going to be an eclipse, okay? So we're really moving into some supercharged energetic times at the moment. And I think it's really important to do things like breath work and meditation and chanting and journaling at this time, because it's actually going to help you when we get to the eclipse. It's going to help you really tune into it in a way that's going to be less stressed and, less worrisome, because eclipses can be very, very intense times. So this full moon, back to this full moon in Pisces, it's taking place near the planet Neptune. So there could be a bit of confusion around, but it's also a very, very good time to be working with the divine. So I am going to have a look at my beautiful moonology diary for a few tips on what we've got for this new moon. So for a start, it's a super new moon in the sign of Pisces. Now, a super new moon, there are actually, I think, 6 super moons every year. So it's not as rare as people make out. And just for the record, they're actually not astrological. Like, you don't learn about supermoons in astrology school. They are actually astronomical. In other words, there's astronomy, which is basically just the study of the planets, and there's astrology, which is the study of the sun, moon, and stars, but then putting interpretations onto them. And I'll just add that back in the day, before the so-called Age of Enlightenment, everybody who was an astronomer was also an astrologer, and everybody who was an astrologer was also an astronomer, but there is quite a schism now. But basically it just means that the moon is a lot appears a lot closer, or is a lot closer to the Earth. It's when the new moon takes place at when it's closest to the Earth in its monthly orbit. But in the case of the new moon, it's not really that much of a big deal, because we can't see the moon at new moon, as you probably know. But it is a super new moon, just for the record. And I've come up with some keywords for it. Keywords for this lunation: inspiring, dreamy, romantic, and supercharged. What we have to say about this new moon. So hot off the heels of a pretty intense clash with Mars and Uranus. So if life's been a bit shocking and weird lately, that's why, comes this super new moon. But it's not just in the watery sign of Pisces, as I've already mentioned. It's actually near Neptune. And Neptune is the planet that rules Pisces. So we really have a double whammy of soft, romantic, potentially confusing, even a little bit deceptive energy. It's a very sentimental new moon. It can be a time of nostalgia. You might be feeling a bit wistful. It's a very interesting time for meditation. Your meditations will be deeper if you do a new moon meditation. And it's also a time where if you feel like someone's not being completely honest with you right now, it might be a time to ask yourself why you're in a relationship with someone who's not being honest with you. It might be a time to just kind of, you know, take things under advisement, as they say, just see where things lead. Because if people aren't being honest with you, you know, maybe you need to work out why and what the actual truth is. But it's also a time as well for, if none of that applies to you, it's just a really good time to tap into yourself, tap into the energies, and tap into your inner wisdom. Sometimes one thing I've noticed, in fact, I did it as recently as this morning. By the time you see this or hear this, I will have been and gone on a very quick trip to Australia where I'm hoping that I will have done a workshop. But I was sort of faced with a dilemma of, should I do a really big workshop that's going to be quite stressful, but I can get more people, I can fit more people in, which I do want to, you know, fit people in. But, you know, or do I just do something really boutique because it's very last minute, but I've realized I've got this opportunity to do a workshop in Australia and I really want to because I haven't done one since the pandemic. Should I go a bit more small and boutique? And so I thought, I don't know. I speak to multiple people and then I thought, you know what, I'm just going to meditate on it. So I literally sat down and the second I sat down, I knew that the big production was just too much stress. That's the kind of thing that we can be doing this week as well, very much more than ever, because of this new moon energy combined with Neptune, which is the planet of the divine. It's the planet of mystery, and it's the planet that helps us get in touch with our higher self. One thing to bear in mind is that actually in the sign of Pisces right now is also the planet Saturn. If you know anything about astrology, you know, you probably go, oh, Saturn. People get a little bit nervous about Saturn because it's the planet of karma. You know, as you, what you sow, so shall you reap. You know, you make your bed and you lie in it. It's kind of got that feeling to it. So on the one hand, if you are doing the right thing and doing what you said you were going to do and living in integrity and so on, then Saturn doesn't have any cause to really upset you. But if you are, you know, trying to cut corners, being a bit dodgy, being untrue, anything like that, Saturn will come and whip your butt. All right. So just be aware that it's kind of going to, like, Saturn in Pisces is going to play out on all of us, depending on how we're living. But also be aware, if you happen to be a Piscean, then you have, this is a big week for you because you're going to have, not only are you going to have the new moon in your sign, you've also got Saturn in there. So it's just going to be a very interesting time for you. And in fact, it's an interesting time wherever you have Pisces in your chart. So I'm actually just going to very, very quickly run through where this new moon is taking place for you, depending on your rising sign. And I am going to remind you to find out your rising sign. If you don't already know it, you can go to moonmessages.com/free chart, one word, moonmessages.com/free chart, one word. Find out your rising sign, and this is where you are getting this energy of the new moon, the mysteriousness, but also some lessons that you need to be learning. So if you are Aries rising, it's taking place in your spirituality zone. So it's a time for you to really do this kind of work, connect with yourself, connect with your inner self, meditate, chant, do all that, and get a rhythm and a routine to it. Taurus rising, it's in your 11th house. So it's big because it means now is the time for you. That's the part of your chart that's about wishes and friends. So it can be a really good time for solidifying friendships, but it's also a time as well to be making some really numinous mystical wishes as you do your new moon wishes this month, which I will be doing in my Mainly Moonology membership, if you're not already a member. Gemini rising, it's in your career zone. So now is a time when there'll be career pressure, but it's a time to come up with some, what do they call it, blue sky thinking about where you want your career to go. Cancerians, moon children, it's in your ninth house of travel, study, and adventure. So again, really, you know, knuckle down, travel for work if you can, study for work if you can, but also allow yourself to be inspired about possibilities and about even about your life philosophies. Okay, Leo, it's in your eighth house, which is your house of sex and money. So you have lessons coming to you this year about sex and money, but this month you get a sort of a reprieve as you get a chance to imagine what you want when it comes to sex and money. So when you do your wishes, you want to be setting intentions and using your visualization techniques about what you want. All right, Virgo, very interesting for you. It's taking place in your seventh house, which is your love zone. So on the one hand, it's a time to be a really good partner if you're attached. There could be demands on you being made by your partner. Try and suck them up because they're not going to last forever. But also, again, you know, a new start for you with love and also hopefully the start of a more romantic time. And if you feel like your partner is being deceptive, just breathe through it, you know, give yourself a bit of time, but examine it as well because there could be a little bit of that going on. Libra, it's taking place in your sixth house, which is your daily work and health zone. So it's very much a time to be, the more regimented you can be in your life at the moment with your routines and your habits and so on, the better, for sure. Scorpio, it's taking place in your fifth house, which is romance, creativity, and children. So time for you to try and get inspired on those subjects, Scorpio rising. For Sagittarius rising, it's in your fourth house. Now that means you've got Saturn there, so there's lessons coming to you in your personal life about family. It's also a time where you can put down roots, get really permanent where you want to live, but also if you really want a new start when it comes to those parts of your life, just go for it. Capricorn, it's in your third house. So your big challenge right now is to be logical without being depressive and use this new moon to really try and think, what inspires me and how do I focus on that? Aquarius, it's in your second house of cash, property, and possessions. So like Leo, you have some big love lessons coming, some big money lessons coming your way. But it's also about how can you feel inspired about the person that you are? Because if you can start to get more inspired about what you have to offer the world, your bank balance will be boosted. And last but not least, Pisces. And of course, the new moon is taking place in your sign. Saturn's in there as well. So this is a time for you to be very honest, live in integrity, be very regimented in your routines, but also this month, allow for a bit of mystery, a bit of marvel, a bit of divine, a bit of poetry, a bit of music, a bit of romance in your life. Very, very much about that. I hope that helps you. I do want to do something else, though. I want to do something I haven't done before on the podcast, which is a reader question. And in future, we'll work out where they go. At the moment, I'm putting them on my Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, head over to my Facebook page, Yasmin Boland Moonology, and I will have a post once a week where you can post a question. I'm going to go with this. It's from Anna Sophia Ramos. Hope I've got that right, Anna Sophia. And it says, could you please take a card for me to answer my question? Am I and my family moving house again this year? Am I and my family moving house again this year? So this is a very interesting question to me, actually, Anna Sophia, because I do believe that moving house is one of the few things I feel is destined, okay? I feel like the number of kids we have, the children we actually have, I feel like that is all kind of part of our blueprint when we incarnate here. And for reasons I can't even explain, I also believe that where we live, including which house we live in, is kind of destined. And I think it's because I have a funny feeling that we are meant to be on the energetic grid that the house is on, the flat or the house or the whatever, a beach hut, wherever you live, is on. And I think we're meant to connect with that. So I can answer that question for you. I've got a card here. It's the Rude card. I'm really sorry. You've got the Rude card. But these are my manifestation cards, and they are very much about how to make it happen if it's not happening yet. But as I say, I think with the house thing, if you really want to move house, you can manifest it, but you have to set it with the intention of being in the right place for you if where you are is not the right place for you right now. So before I tell Anna Sophia the card, if you want this card, if you want this, even though I've told you now it's the rude card, maybe nobody will want it, but if you want this card, put it in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, or if you're just listening to it, just say silently or out loud, this card is for me. Okay, so you claim the card before I pull it, but this is for you, Anna Sophia. All right, are you ready? Okay, so in fact, you've got the last quarter moon in Pisces card, which is sort of apt, and it's the rude card. Where do I put it there? Talk less, feel more. Talk less, feel more. I just think it sounds a bit rude, frankly. It's actually the last card in the deck, weirdly enough. All right, so everybody who said this card is for me, and Anna Sophia, listen up. So the danger in your current situation is you're going to be very good at starting things and less good at finishing. So what I would take that to mean, for example, is, you know, maybe Anna Sophia, you're really good at like looking at the houses that are to let, but are you actually going to see them? Are you making the applications? Are you making your applications a little bit special to stand out? This card suggests you need to talk less and feel more. So rather than telling people what you want now, feel your feelings about what you want. So yeah, feel your feelings about why you want to move house. What comes up? Do you believe in yourself or not? Do you believe that you can actually move? Perhaps you started strong, but you're running out of steam. If so, go within and ask yourself, how committed are you to your goals? Okay, how committed are you to moving? Maybe by the time you see this, you will have moved. Remember, it's okay to change your mind. And these are my Moonology manifestation cards, and they have sort of little tips on how to manifest whatever it is you're wanting to manifest. So regardless of what, if you just said this card is for me, think about now, what is the thing you most want? And what I suggest with the last quarter moon cards is to work with crystals. So here are the crystals that work really well for manifesting when this card comes up. Any one of the following would be brilliant. So purple fluorite, labradorite, sodalite, amethyst, desert rose, selenite, or celestite. Choose one. Hopefully you've got one in your crystal collection. And hold it, maybe to your heart chakra, while you meditate, visualizing a lustrous golden light swirling around you, okay? Alternatively, keep your crystal close as you work through your situation, you know, or like when you're looking online for places, in the case of Anna Sophia, who's wondering about moving, or use five or six of these crystals to make a crystal grid. And regardless if you have crystals or you don't have crystals, I've got a manifestation for you. If you're trying to manifest something, if you're watching this, it's for you. So I feel all my feelings and it feels good. I feel all my feelings and I feel good. So, and it feels good. So that really is a reminder that when we're manifesting, the number one thing to do is to feel the feeling of the wish fulfilled. All right. So I'm going to leave it there. Remember, in a month we go into the eclipse season. I'll be doing a special workshop for that. So stay tuned and have an amazing new moon week. We're still in the energy, even though it took place on Sunday. And make sure you visualize your goals this week. It's the optimum time to do it when the veil between the worlds is at its thinnest. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.